In this practice, we're going to be using the sensations of the breath as a focus for our awareness, bringing the mind back to the breathing whenever we notice that it's wandered. We're also going to explore the quality of acceptance, that is, when we no longer hold on to experiences or try to push them away. So you can begin by setting up your posture, finding a position for your body that's comfortable, that will allow you to relax, and that conveys a sense of dignity, that allows you to have your chest open and your breathing relaxed and natural. And then beginning to arrive, taking a few deep breaths, really letting go on each out-breath, settling into your body, and letting your eyelids gently close if you haven't done so already. And then beginning to notice the space around you, noticing the sense of space, noticing the sounds reaching your ears, feeling the air touching your skin, noticing the light on your eyelids. And simply accepting all those sensations, not pushing anything away, not holding on to anything, just letting things be as they are. Becoming completely open to the world around you. Completely receptive. And then beginning to take that receptivity inwards, becoming aware of the physical sensations in the body, starting with the sensations of touch or pressure, where your body makes contact with the floor or with your chair or seat. Really exploring and appreciating those areas of contact. Letting your weight move downwards into the earth, feeling the earth supporting you, and from those points of contact, gradually spreading your awareness through the whole body. Starting with the feet, filling the feet with awareness, noticing the toes, the contact between the toes, the soles of the feet, the upper surfaces of the feet. Noticing sensations of touch, of pressure, of temperature, noticing inner sensations, such as energy or tingling or pleasure, that may arise as you become more aware and as you begin to let go of any tensions that may be present. And then moving the focus of your awareness into the lower legs, into the calves, relaxing, softening, letting go. And then becoming aware of the thighs, the muscles and skin on the fronts of the thighs and the backs of the thighs, giving the muscles permission to relax, letting go. Becoming aware of the hips and the buttocks, taking awareness into the deep layers of muscles around the hip joints and allowing them to soften. Noticing the spine as it grows up from the pelvis. And letting your spine, as best you can, be relaxed and fluid. Letting it move with each in-breath and each out-breath. Your spine effortlessly upright. Noticing the belly moving in and out, rising and falling with the breath. Noticing the chest rising and expanding on the in-breath, relaxing on the out-breath. And it may feel as if your shoulders are rising and falling with your breathing. And you can allow your muscles to completely let go on the out-breath. Letting your arms be completely passive, heavy, relaxed. Filling your hands with awareness, right down into the fingertips. Noticing the throat, and letting the throat be relaxed. noticing the muscles in the back of the neck, letting them lengthen so that your skull comes to a point of perfect, effortless balance on top of your spine, with your chin very slightly tucked in. Relaxing the jaw, letting the tongue be relaxed in the mouth, softening the muscles around the eyes, and even though your eyes are closed, you can have a sense that your eyes are unfocused and soft. Your brow smooth, and noticing the crown of the head open to the sky. And then noticing the whole body, letting your awareness wander through the body, continuing to let go, and right at the core of all of these physical experiences are the sensations of the breathing. And you can focus on one part of those sensations, perhaps the movements in the belly, or perhaps the air flowing through the nostrils or the throat, or the chest rising and falling. Lightly focusing on those sensations. And you may notice other sensations, perhaps in the body, perhaps in the outside world, while you're following the breath. And that's okay. Just keeping the breath lightly in the center of your field of awareness. And thoughts will tend to arise as you continue to follow the breathing. And this is quite normal. We just let the thoughts arise without pushing them away, without holding on to them. And whenever we notice that the mind has become entangled in these thoughts, gently letting go of the train of thought and bringing the awareness with kindness back to the breathing. Over and over again, letting go of thoughts and bringing the mind gently persistently and kindly back to the breathing. And sometimes the mind will be drawn repeatedly to some thought, or to some emotion, or to some bodily sensation. What we might normally call a distraction. And if you find that your mind is drawn repeatedly in this way, then you can choose to bring your awareness to the thought or emotion or bodily sensation deliberately, intentionally. Consciously and mindfully bringing your attention to whatever is most salient in your experience. So, in this way, gently paying attention to whatever it is that is calling for your attention. And we can also bring awareness to how we are relating to that thought or emotion or bodily sensation that is calling for our attention. Sometimes we find that we are holding on to something. We are attached to it. Sometimes we become attached to something pleasant, and sometimes we hold on to unpleasant thoughts or feelings or sensations. And sometimes we'll react with aversion and try to push away or suppress things that we're uncomfortable with. And holding on and pushing away are both forms of non-acceptance. Another way to relate to our experience, a more skillful way, is to notice experiences and simply to hold them in awareness, just allowing them to be, neither pushing away nor holding on, but just noticing. Noticing thoughts arising and letting go of them. Noticing our physical responses, any tightening, holding on, any tension, and letting go of those as best we can. Perhaps breathing into those sensations and just coming back to experiencing the thought or emotion or bodily sensation as it is. Adopting an attitude of patient acceptance. And you can take this attitude of acceptance even further. You can imagine any prominent thought train or emotion or physical sensation to be like a friend who has arrived on the doorstep of your house, clearly upset. You wouldn't want to get rid of the friend or to send them away, Instead, you invite them in. Sit them down. Be present for them. Listen to what's troubling them. Similarly, we can surround any compelling thought train or emotion or physical sensation with love, embracing it like an old friend who is experiencing suffering. And you can just stay with the troubling thought train or emotion or bodily sensation for as long as it needs your attention. You can hold it in awareness, accepting it along with the breath. Noticing how the thought or emotion or sensation changes with the breathing, changes with each in and out breath. And as you stay with any troubling experience, you can say to yourself, "It's okay. It's okay to feel this. Let me feel this. And if you sense that the thought or emotion or sensation is no longer calling for your attention, you can simply return your attention wholly to the breathing. So, continuing to experience the breathing, continuing to experience whatever else is salient in your experience, and bringing your mind back whenever you notice that it's wandered. Always coming back to our present experience, being in the moment, Then you can begin to broaden your awareness from the breath, noticing the whole of the breath, noticing the whole of the body, all the sensations in the body. Noticing how you're feeling right now. Noticing whether your mind is busy or calm, dull or bright, sluggish or alert. Beginning to notice more the world around you, the space, any sounds in your environment, the touch of the air on your skin, the light shining through your eyelids, gradually returning your awareness more and more to the outside world. And in your own time, when you feel ready, beginning gently and mindfully to move your body, and at last opening your eyes and bringing your awareness fully into the world.